Hello?
Oh, Rex.
Hey, sorry, I couldn't hear you before.
That's all right, I can still barely hear.
Can you hear me? Oh, no, you can't.
I can, but it's very faint.
Can you hear me now?
Sort of, yeah.
Better. It's Hal?
Hal?
Yes.
Yeah?
Can I book it? Because I bought the window motor. Can I book it in?
Did you get a motor?
Yeah, I bought it from Queensland.
Oh, fucking hell.
yeah. It comes with a regulator as well, the motor and the regulator.
Yeah, it's all the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me 2 seconds.
What? Yeah. I got it for like $170.
Can you do the 21st? 2 weeks?
21st, yeah, that's fine. Also, can I book in, like, to, like, fixing the, what's it called, the steering column as well?
That one I have to speak to Al about. Give me 2 seconds, I'll see if we can do that there.
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, man.
Yeah, do you want to do maybe the 27th instead, and we can do the steering column and the firewall at the same time?
Steering column on the 27th?
Yeah.
Steering column, firewall, yep. 27th should be okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Let me just punch you in for that one.
Sorry?
Let me just put some details in. Give me 2 seconds.
No worries, man.
So it was an 06WX, wasn't it?
06WX, yeah. Also, I have one question.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any AOS in stock?
Any what, sorry?
AOS, the air oil separator.
We don't normally use those. We normally use like a catch can instead.
Catch can? You don't use the separators?
Nah, not normally.
Because catch can, you have to like regular maintenance. Like, how often do you have to maintain, like, to empty it out?
Once every service.
Once every service.
Yeah, so the AOS puts all the bad stuff back into the engine. So we don't normally use those. We've got a catch can that we make. We prefer using a catch can because obviously you can, you know, catch everything and then dump out all the bad stuff that you don't want. Your one might be a bit hard to fit one, though, but we've got no space left in your engine bay.
AOS. Usually the catch can sits, like, on the passenger side, right? Like, where the top mount intercooler sits before, right?
No, we normally go where your colder intake currently is,
okay.
But obviously that's all smashed in there. The other option is you can go for like a race battery combo, which goes where your original battery is. Obviously you get a half-size battery and then the can is the other half, but that means you have to, you know, buy a different battery as well. That, or you can just bring it and we can have a look at what we can make work.
Yeah, okay, I'll bring it in
and
see how, like, what you can do then.
Yeah, yeah. Car going good,
otherwise? Yeah, car's going really good. It's like pulling really well.
Yeah, everything dry smooth, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, good,
Sorry?
No, that's good.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of maybe, like going, like 100% on the for this turbo.
That is, then you want to push it harder?
Yeah, now he says 21 pounds, but I want to go at about 25 pounds for this turbo.
That's what I'm saying, like, you want to push it harder.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that, but, yeah, if it breaks, like, we can't obviously stop it if they're at 100% power.
Yeah. Because the car is built for 400, so I think 25 pounds, it should be okay.
Yeah, okay, all good. I'll add it to your booking then.
That'll be just E85 tune. Men need to do the flex.
Yeah, make sure it's on full E85 when it gets here.
Yeah, no, it is on full E85.
Yeah. No, easy. We can put it back on done and retune it.
Yep.
No, done. Easy. All booked in.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Done. Easy. We will need, 27, but we'll need the car for a few days since we're doing all those repairs.
Yep. Okay. Good.
All right, done. Easy.
Thank you.
All good. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.